Welcome back to Fantasy Football Weather Guide. Week 2 on what is supposed to be a calm fall weather for football. But we do have something that we're seeing. I'm your host, Colin Golzinski. I'm here with our on-staff meteorologist, Sean Bratton, and Dr. Mike Ventris, where we're quantifying the weather risks in sports. We want to talk about what our table is showing for one of the games in the at San Francisco. Who's playing?
Seahawks. Seahawks at 49ers game.
Yep. So, Sean, why don't you walk us through what we're seeing as the forecast and kind of explain why we're here today?
Yeah, no, absolutely. The Seattle-San Francisco game is the big game, quote-unquote big game, that we're covering this week. And it's funny, right, because we just covered San Francisco at the Bears last week. So that image is kind of in our mind, right, this big monsoon of a game. There were inches of rain that fell during the day and obviously had a pretty profound impact on almost every player that played in this game. So when you see an orange on our map, is it like, oh, no, is this going to happen again? And we want to kind of message that we do not expect the Seattle Seahawks San Francisco 49er game to be to the level of significance as far as impacts as we saw last week. We are, with this game, going to see potentially some periods of light rain, but the big thing we want to talk about is the wind. So right now our weather table shows 24 miles an hour, which sounds pretty high, but we want to reiterate that where we're getting this weather data from and how we aggregate it, sometimes those values come in a little bit different than what we as meteorologists think are actually going to occur. So we wanted to kind of just bring you through the forecast for this game and just kind of hash out, you know, what exactly we're going to expect or think we're going to expect for this game. Mike, did you have anything to add on that?
No, that's good. I mean, last week when we saw the 49ers in Chicago, that was a very soggy field. Okay, it was a flooded field, right? This game, we're not expecting anywhere near the amount of precipitation to fall across the Bay State here. The National Hurricane Center is putting out 500ths of an inch, so that's enough to make the field a little wet, but nothing flooded. And then when we look at the wind forecast, that's where things get a little bit more trickier because of the actual location of the stadium for the 49ers stadium. It's actually in the valley between some elevated mountains or hills on both sides of it. And the National Hurricane Center, the way that they produce their forecast, it's actually off a global gridded product, where if you look for a forecast in the vicinity of the 49ers stadium, you can do interpolation schemes and get real nerdy with the science, but it can actually introduce some errors and make the forecast a little bit higher than what the actual valley may end up being because of the elevated winds over the land, the topography.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, can we maybe bring up just maybe a few maps just to kind of show our viewers a little bit more about what we are looking at and what we expect for this
sure.
game?
So I brought up the precipitation map with some contours of mean sea level pressure, and I just wanted to point out there is some rain along the coast here, as you can see, so there's going to be some showers.
Can you zoom in for our viewers, Mike, possibly?
Yeah. Well, I'm actually going to go to the high-resolution HERR model here. Just so you can see
there you go. Never
where mind. The little bit more detail of model resolution, and this is valid for, I think, the start of the game. It's 20Z, which is 4 p.m. local, or 4 p.m. Eastern time, excuse me, out. So this is game time pretty much out in for the game.
Yeah, and the big thing with this was actually remnants of a typhoon over the North Pacific that pushed south along the West Coast, and now it's just sitting off of the coast of California. So this is a pretty stagnant system. And so this is a system that's going to bring actually definitely some rain to the area over the course of the day. We're, as Mike mentioned, we're only anticipating maybe like 0.05 to 0.1 inches. So maybe some intermittent light rain for this one. But the big thing is, you know, what's going to be happening with the wind. And what we're looking at, what Mike has up right now, are this is actually sustained wind values. And so what we're actually looking at from a sustained wind standpoint is probably more in the 15-mile-an-hour range. So, Mike, yeah, you have kind of a grid point up, and that's like around, you know, 10 to 15 knots, which is just a little bit lower than the actual miles per hour. So we're expecting around 10, 15 miles an hour, 10 to maybe up to 18 miles an hour. But with the sustained standpoint, this is not an overly impactful event when it comes to wind. Usually we need to be sustained a little bit more over 2020 or a little bit over that point. So we don't expect consistent winds to be impactful for this game. But the big question is, I go, well, what about the wind gusts? Because we have talked about gusts on our show, and we do know that historically those can have an impact as well.
Yeah. The gusts are not are more like infrequent than sustained winds. So, you know, that's the one thing that is uncertain is the frequency of these gusts. That seems to be a little bit unclear. Usually when we run our statistics on these weather impact games, it's on actually the sustained winds. Where the forecast, if you look at the higher resolution model, like what I'm showing here from the HURR model, those winds are not strong enough at a sustained level to really show, to correlate with significant impacts. Yeah.
So what does that mean for player impacts then?
Yeah. So in my regard, this is already a low over under. Vegas is putting that this at 40.5 points. They have not adjusted that number at all. So they're not expecting significant production out of the offense here. That being said, with the game not being as wet as what we saw in Chicago and the winds not being as strong as what some of the forecasts are showing here, you know, it doesn't make me shy away too much from using some of the 49ers options. Looking at Trey Lance, he had a real bad game last week, but he's going to be playing in better conditions this week. And when you look at the 49ers receiving core, I think there's opportunity at least for them to potentially do a little bit better than they saw last week. We know that the running game in San Fran is going to be under the helm of Jeff Wilson as the starting running back, but I think Debo is going to get involved there. And I think that he's a safe, solid play this week in all regards. I'm not scared of using 49ers offense because of weather.
So
yeah, I think that's a good point. I'm kind of in the same boat with this game. And just to reiterate, you know, we'll probably get some light rain on and off. We may see some elevated winds throughout the game, but we don't expect this to be a complete washout like we saw last week. And we're not expecting 30-mile-an-hour winds for the duration of the entire game. We do think, at least I think, that the San Francisco 49ers are going to try to open up the playbook a little bit, give Lance a chance to succeed. As Mike mentioned, I'm on board with the Debo. I think he's going to get some increased carry amounts. And they're going to look to him. I think he only had 2 catches for 14 yards last week. I think he'll see some more targets. Ayuk and Jennings, I think, are going to get up there as well. Kittle is not in this game. So I'm not scared there. I mean, yeah, last week he was only 13 for 28 for 164 yards. I think he does better this week, and especially against a Seattle defense that gave up 240 yards to Russell Wilson.
So what I heard from that is give Lance a chance. If you're going to play him, play him.
Yeah, I mean, have another better option, so, I mean, it's he's a lower-end guy.
If you're going to play your players, give him a chance.
Mike, that's a good point. Are you playing him in our league?
So I actually am pivoting to Carson Wentz this week just because the over-under and total points scored in that game is much higher than this one. I feel like there's more opportunities for upside with Wentz this week.
So yeah. Go ahead. I was going to ask another question about our table, Sean. So I just wanted, if you're going to talk about this, keep going.
No worries. And I think that's kind of a good point. If you have a better option, like Mike just said, with Trey Lance, Carson Wentz, I'm on the Carson Wentz train right now too. Their offense looks better than it did. If you need to go Trey Lance, you drafted him high in your draft and you need to play him and you don't have a backup option. We're saying don't be as scared as maybe you should have been last week, but is his upside potential maybe a little bit limited here? It could be because, you know, we could get some periods of weather. So there may be, you know, his ceiling may be limited a little bit more, but we don't expect him to come away with 160 yards of offense like we saw last week. So we do think he's going to have more opportunities here and be more successful. But if you have another option that you feel more confident in, maybe not a bad idea.
Okay, so there is another caution, Sean, and I think you wanted to hit on this one a little bit too. It's the Colts-Jacksonville game.
Yeah, this one is more convectively based. So there's kind of an area of low pressure sitting over Florida that's going to drive some rain bands along the east coast of Florida, the Jacksonville area. So we do expect Jacksonville to receive periods of rain today. They're going to be intermittent. They may be heavy at times when they do hit. But for this game, we're not expecting, again, a full game duration of rain. This may be a quarter or so where there may be a downpour. We don't expect it to be overly impactful for the QBs or the players in this game. So if you're playing Trevor Lawrence or Matt Ryan, because this is the Colts at Jacksonville, then, you know, feel free to do that. It is just something to keep in mind, you know, that if we do get these convective storms rolling in and they do become numerous, maybe we start to see some impacts, but it's not something we're concerned with at this time. Obviously, you're leaning on Jonathan Taylor. If you want to play James Robinson or Travis Etienne in this one, feel free to do so.
Yeah, and just want to throw out the caveat, if there is any lightning, the game could go into light. And with convective systems, there's a non-zero chance of lightning. So if there is bad weather, yeah, it could get delayed, and it could be wait till the, so it's, there's a chance of that. It's not high probability, but there's a chance.
So to run down today, why we're really here is our table is showing two cautions. And I think the most important thing is how you guys describe the forecast with the wind in San Francisco, that it could be trending a little bit higher based on the gusts and not sustained winds. So look at that with that knowledge that it could be windy, but it also may not have as an impact as we would see in other situations where sustained winds are up in the 20s, 30 mile an hour area. And then with the Jacksonville game, with the system, possible, but again, probably not going to be impactful during
the game. Yeah, and I just want to do a comment. One of the reasons we are here today is because a lot of other shows, if you listen to like fantasy football analysis, et cetera, they really talked about the weather at the 49ers game being a washout, and it just does not look like that any longer. It does not look like that with regards to rain, and there could be some winds, but not as significant winds as people might have been talking about previously throughout the week. And that's why we're really here today, to kind of say that it just doesn't, it's not as clear as what it was earlier in the week for heavy weather impacts.
And all of this is written in our blog, and we'll keep updates on our social media, FF Weather Guys. So just follow us and keep up to date with us, and we will do the same.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I think that's it. Nice, short and sweet today.
Oh, that's all. Good luck to everybody week two.
Good luck to, and also if you want to get in on our daily Fantasy Football Weather Guy League, that's available too on, and I think the link's on
Twitter.
I'll
send out a tweet on that after the show here.
Great. Great week two, you know, a little more active than we usually thought in the beginning of the season. That's okay. I like to see you two on camera. You guys are beautiful people, so it's great to wake up Sunday morning looking at you guys. Thank you, everyone.